problems that pass a law that they can't have football in junior high or in the grades.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't good for children. Growing boys, it's too strenuous an exercise for them. It isn't good for them.
Well, I went to school in California, and we had a law in the school system that you had to be 16.
Well, I wish they'd pass that law in Oklahoma. I just wish they would.
Wanted your boys to play football at OU.
And basketball the same way. If your youngster isn't so many. I blame the parents a lot more for it than I do the teachers and the youngsters.
They just get up in arms and say it's enough of this nonsense. If they'd sit that down and figure how much of their tax dollar goes to support a basketball
team. That's right.
And here I am preaching again.
Well, but then it's right. And I fairly agree with you. Harvard played the basketball and football both last year. Well, my little soul would be so tired of a morning, and they'd have those tournaments, basketball tournaments, every night they'd be out till 10:30 o'clock, besides playing the basketball.
And well, if a teacher in the system is conscientious and gives homework, the coach and the principal and the superintendent will all be after that.
That's right. But Hal Harvard he'd get up of a morning, he'd have to get up early, he wanted his lessons when he got to school that day. Well, if he was my boy, I'd be so proud that he wanted to make straight A's, and he has all through he's made straight A's all through school. And all but one, he got an A minus last year because he left off, didn't make a capital where he should have. And I'd like to kill him. But I would be so proud if I had one that was interested enough in his studies to pay that much attention to it, that I'd just forget basketball and football altogether.
He's not underdeveloped. And he
My goodness, no. He's a... I'm going to have a few words with his father right in the morning. I'll make a special trip down to the shop.
It's a boy who's good in sports will get a scholarship to college.
He's Hal Arvid's good in basketball, and he's fast. He can just run like a streak.
Let him go out for track.
Yes. Well, they don't have track here. Haven't had for several years. But there's more important things than football. And he and his daddy have always did everything together. Hunt and... he shot his first goose when he was 11.
Geese?
Yes, he got a goose. And they've always gone duck hunting, duck hunting, and quail, and just had the best time. Well, right over this football deal, if his daddy isn't careful, he's just going to make a serious mistake.
That's big. Well, he can get a scholarship just as easily on his grades as he can.
Why
on football.
And how much more important that is.
So doing more good when he gets out.
Why, yes. What's football and basketball after they've finished with it? Not anything.
Go out and break themselves up.
That's right. Get to. He's already had one broken leg.
Well, I'll hope for the boy.
I'll tell you, I'm going to do a lot of talking. I'll talk to his mother. They're both. Avid sport fans. Well, I am too. I like sports. My boys all played football. All of them did. But if he don't want to, I don't think he should be made to feel like he has to.
Mm-hmm. What did your father tell you to do when you got something in your mouth at the table and started to talk, or your mother?
Well, you're not supposed to talk when you're with your mouth full.
What did he tell you to do?
Just keep quiet.
Oh.
You just keep quiet and you swallow that food.
What were popular smokes when you were a girl? What did the men smoke?
Cigarettes mostly. My daddy smoked. When we used to be sitting on his lap, he'd